Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Is this Christina Torres?
No.
Just an option.
Hey, hey, hey.
Refuse to be forgotten.
Hey, hey, hey.
I took a chance with my heart.
Hey, hey, hey.
And I feel it taking over. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find you all my love. And nothing's gonna tear us apart. I'm more than just a number.
Hey, hey, hey.
I doubt you'll find another.
Hey, hey, hey.
So every single summer.
Hey, hey, hey.
I'll be the one that you remember. And I better find your love. Find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find you all my love. And nothing's gonna tear us apart. It's more than just a mission.
I better find you.
know something we can do. Girl, you know it's overdue.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hey, Sangella.
Hi, how are you?
Hello?
I've had the opportunity to finally get you on the show.
So. Yeah, it took us a long time, but we managed to do it finally. Amazing.
Yeah, so honored to talk to you. So how have you been, first off?
I've been all right. I've been okay. Beautiful weather in Berkeley, California.
I'm sure. I can't wait till we get that over here on the East Coast. But once again, I'm honored to have you. If you can do me a little favor here, let my list. I know who you are already, but let my listeners know who you are if they're not familiar with you.
I'm a writer. I've written a bunch of novels, a book of nonfiction, but the thing I'm probably most known for is for daring to say in the New York Times and on Oprah that I love my husband more than my children. If they know me at all, which they probably don't, that's what they know me for.
Oh, wow. That's a first.
It's actually not, you know. I mean, I got all this great feedback from ministers and priests and rabbis, and they all said, hello, welcome to the Bible. That's what it says in the Bible. On the other hand, everybody else who heard it, their heads exploded, and they wanted to string me up.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, in the Bible, it does not say cleave unto your children. It says cleave unto your spouse.
Interesting. I didn't know that. What is the first off, you, from the first book you read until now, what inspired you to become an author?
Well, what inspired me to become an author was that I was a public defender, and
okay.
I was working crazy hours and
uh-huh.
losing all the time, which is what you do if you're a public defender, because pretty much, not always, but most of the people you represent are guilty, and the government is an awesome opponent with all the tools in the toolkit, and you've gotten nothing. And I was stressed out, and I was working like a maniac, and I decided I wanted to do something that was a little less crazy.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't want to go into a different area, but now, being a public defender, are you paid the same rate that a general lawyer would get paid?
No, you pay virtually nothing. I mean, the irony about the public defender is a lot harder to get a job as a. This is what I always tell people, and this is important for people to know. There are a few tiers of lawyers in this country.
Mm-hmm.
There's the basic lawyer with the storefront that you can afford. Don't go to that lawyer. That's the bottom of the barrel. There's the public defender. Those are usually people from good law schools who worked hard to get their jobs and those are hard jobs to get. It's a lot easier to get a job as a private lawyer than it is as a public defender. I mean, in my office, there were lawyers from, I went to Harvard, there were lawyers from Stanford, Yale, they were the best lawyers in the country. And then on top of that is that kind of creme de la creme, Johnny Cochran kind of lawyer. And none of us can afford that lawyer. I mean, if you can afford him, go on and hire him. Yeah, hold on one second. Yes, please, he is here. But public defenders are, you know, they're people who have, they're doing it for the love of it and because of idealism. They're not doing it for the money because they don't make any money. Hold on one second. Sweetie, do you not see that I'm doing an interview on the phone for Rosie? Go. World Wildlife Fund. Can you please skedaddle? Thank you. God. So where were we? We were talking about the public defenders and how incredibly
mm-hmm.
altruistic they are. Yeah, they're really good people, and they're mostly people who could have gotten jobs for a lot more money, but are using their talents on behalf of the poor.
Well, that's good to know. Now, you study law, so I'm asking, what law school did you attend?
I went to law school with our president. I was in Barack Obama's graduating class from Harvard Law School.
Oh, okay. Oh, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Law seems like a very difficult area to study. I'm sorry?
It's not that hard. You have to have a certain kind of brain. If you like problem solving, you make a good lawyer.
Okay. Now, I forget the title of your latest book that you have
Bad
out.
Mother.
Bad mother. Now, what's behind the title of this book, and what is this book about?
The book is all about the way contemporary women beat themselves and each other up about being bad mothers. So I got the idea from this book after I was basically dragged through the mud after I wrote that essay saying I love my husband more than my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone from, you know, Star Jones to Andrew Sullivan to the dear folks at Gawker were calling me, you know, the worst mother in the world. And I started thinking about how we spend so much time as a society condemning mothers. You know, there's like every minute we have our bad mother of the moment. If it's not Kate Gosselin's, it's Britney Spears or Andrea Yates or whoever it is. So this book is really about how we spend so much more time tearing each other down, and it's a kind of plea to spend more time feeling good about ourselves and giving, you know, propping up one another and helping one another rather than tearing each other down.
I guess it's the issue because a lot of people, I mean, for instance, when you say you love your husband more than your kids, they say because, mainly because it's not a guarantee that that marriage is going to last forever, but you always know that those are going to be your children no matter what.
The marriage certainly isn't going to last forever if you don't prioritize it. I look at it this way. My job, and I love my kids as much as anybody. I mean, I'm crazy about my children. My job is to create independent individuals who go out and do good in the world and fall in love and have families of their own. That's my obligation as a mother. So if I do my job well, my children are going to leave me. Worst case scenario, I do a really lousy job as a mother, and they're there for the rest of my life living in my basement with no job, right? So if I do my job well, I'm necessarily creating a situation of unrequited love. On the other hand, my partner, the person that I've chosen to spend my life with, theoretically at least, if he's there to stay, and certainly my marriage, he's there to stay. So it's important to prioritize that. I mean, what makes children feel secure in the world is the sense that their parents are always going to be there for themselves, for each other and for the children. And that's, you know, that's why everyone always worries that my kids read that and makes them feel bad. The truth is it just makes them feel secure because they know neither their mother or their father is going anywhere.
Now, do you have toddlers or their middle child?
My kids are now 7, 8, 12, and 15.
Okay, so you have teens then, okay.
Yeah, like from, you know, the little one is 7 and the oldest is 15.
Okay, okay.
What about you? How old are you? Do you have children?
No. Radio keeps me so busy. I don't have time to have a child and settle down
really?
And have kids. No. I'm still young, though. I'm still young. So I
How old are you? Come on.
I'm 28.
You can find out how old I am by Googling me, but I can't find out how old I am. But you are by Googling me.
Oh, no. I'm 28.
28. All right. Well, you've been a little while there before you have to start wondering whether you're going to procreate.
Yeah, kind of. I want to be old enough to play with my kids. You know, I don't want to be too old and can't play. People who have,
right.
will wait for so many years and they would accept.
I'll tell you, there's
older.
A difference. I had one of my kids when I was 38, and I had one of them when I was 29, and there's a big difference between 29 and 38. When I was 29, I was running around like a maniac. When I was 38, I just wanted to lie on the couch.
Mm-hmm. Now your book, Bad Mom. Is it available for my listeners to go pick it up?
Oh, yeah, it's at every bookstore. It's out in paperback this month. You can get it at Amazon. You can get it at B&N, at Borders, at any independent bookstore, everywhere and anywhere.
Okay. And I'm sure they're going to go try to pick up a copy of that book.
You know what? You want to hear something amazing that I'm offering? If you buy the book in the next, what's today's date?
Today's the
May 18th. I don't know when you're going to air this. What's your air date, do you think?
Not
sure. Are you going to put this on the web?
Not sure.
All right, well, if you buy the book within 48 hours of when you guys put it on the web, I am going to donate per copy, if you send me a receipt, $5 per copy that you buy to scholarmatch.org. What Scholar Match is, it's kids from low-income families who are trying to go to college but don't have the money. And it's like microfinancing for college students. It's a website that lets kids put up who they are, what their backgrounds are, where they're planning on going to college, how much money they need to get to college. And donors can go online and choose a kid and help them get to college. And I've already done this with, so far since the book was released, and we sent one amazing boy named Eddie from Oakland to college. All my readers did. And we're going to send a couple more. So anybody who buys the book within 48 hours of hearing this webcast and sends me their receipt, you can go to my website, ayeletwaldman.com. On, it's ayeletwaldman.com. And I will donate $5 for every book sold in that 48-hour period to a college student via scholarmatch.org.
That is amazing. That is so amazing. And you can't be there. That is so amazing. And is education important to you?
Yeah, education is huge. I mean, that's where my husband and I focus most of our philanthropic efforts, because the way I look at it is I have these four overprivileged children who I'm lucky enough to give them everything they need. And I'm lucky enough to be able to put money away for their college every year. And because I have this, that I'm blessed in this way, then I have an obligation to help to create a world for my children that they would want to live in. And so we don't just help our own kids, we help other people's kids and kids who were born in situations that aren't quite so blessed. So and I think that's the best way to, you know, to participate in your community is to help children get the education they need to transform their own lives.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had some amazing experiences. We once helped give a scholarship to a young woman named Chinaka Hodge, who is the best spoken word artist I have ever heard. She's been on Deaf Poetry Jam, and you can see her stuff on YouTube, and she's just incredible. And we were lucky enough to be able to help her help pay for her freshman year of college, which was super exciting for us.
Mm-hmm. That is interesting, and thank you for that, and a lot for, you know, making education so important. And I know that the thing that here, where I live in the Garden State, is that the governor is closing down schools.
Yeah.
And
in New Jersey do you live?
I'm in Livingston, New Jersey.
I grew up in Ridgewood, New Jersey.
Oh, okay. I know exactly where that is. But the thing is that they voted this governor in, and he's closing down a lot of the schools. And the dropout rate is bad, and so it's going to even go down. So, like, where are the kids that are going to go to school?
Yeah.
Where are they going to
go? I mean, it's terrible in California, too, with this economy. I mean, they already destroyed our public school system. The last time, you know, with Proposition 13, which was this California used to have the best public school system in the country. Now we have one of the worst. And now they're destroying our state university, community college, and state college system. It's just, it'll kill you. It's so depressing. And the idea that this is where you're making your budget cuts, I mean, a country lives or dies on the education of its citizens. You can't be a functioning society without an educated citizenry. And it's like people seem to have forgotten that. So all these cuts in education are just going to come, turn around, and bite us in the butt. You want to hear an amazing statistic? When urban planners try to decide what kind of prison construction they're going to need out in the future, the way they determine what level of prison construction they're going to need is by looking at third-grade literacy rates.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that the more children who are illiterate in third grade, the more likely we are to have people in prison. I mean, and they're not, you know, that's not a political statement. That's just an absolute. They're looking to figure out what kind of prison construction, so they just look and see, all right, down the line, we know if they're not getting the education they need in third grade, they're going to end up in jail. And despite that, we see things like in New Jersey and in California where we see the educational system being devastated.
And it's sad to me. It really is sad. I really think they should try. They should impeach them. It's everything is just being closed down, and a school that they closed down is, which I'm a former graduate of. I think it was a great school, a phenomenal school, and they actually closed it. And so now, you know, the dropout is going to be horrible soon.
Yeah, that's just so sad.
It's just horrible.
And it destroys the community. When you take away the community's elementary school, you really just you wreak havoc on that community.
It's sad. Oh, but hopefully something can be done. Whatever, you know, we can, do something about it. What else are you working on or yet you have coming up?
Well, I have a novel coming out in July, which is a novel about two families in Maine, a family that is local and a family that summers there. and their lives are brought together by tragedy, and sort of about how they recover from that. And then, so that's really what's coming up now. And then I'm working on a nonfiction book. I'm working on another novel. I'm working on a musical, all sorts of crazy things.
Oh, wow. Fine. Any plans to have your books turned into a movie, maybe?
One of my books is, in fact, a movie starring Natalie Portman. It's going to be released sometime in the next fall, sometime before the new year. It's called Love and Other Impossible Pursuits, and it's an amazing movie written and directed by Don Ruse, who wrote The Opposite of Sex, and starring Natalie Portman, who gives what I think is her best performance ever, which is saying a lot because she's a fabulous actress. And you'll be able to see it at your local movie theater.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, I as the author, are you proud of all of the stuff as an author that you've accomplished?
Wait, I'm sorry. There was a little child singing in the back. I didn't hear your last question.
Oh, okay. I guess you have other talent in the family. An author, now you're singing. Now you have singing.
Yeah, I got singing. They're singing in the background. Even though their mother is such a terrible mother, they sing and dance all day long.
I said as a successful author, are you proud of your accomplishments?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you always feel like you can do better. You always feel like there's another, one more thing to accomplish, another hurdle to leap. But yeah, today, definitely.
Okay. I'm Miss Wallman. I'm not going to keep you long. I know you're busy. But anyone you want to acknowledge or anything else you want to let my listeners know?
They should go check out scholarmatch.com. They'll be there. It'll blow their minds. Scholarmatch.org.
Okay.
Alrighty?
Alright. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Liz. I'm glad we finally hooked this up.
No problem.
Bye.
Together, all I know. breathe and you have time to yourself. Think of all the love that you give for me that you can't find nowhere else. When you fall away and I'm not around and temptation fills your heart, think of all the ways that I'm faithful, babe, but to replace me would be hard, 'cause there's nobody. You can go ahead and mingle if you wanna. You can even behave like you don't care. You know, that you ain't that foolish. Who you fooling? You won't ruin. We've been here all along, you ain't moving. From what you got at home, ain't nobody gonna you better. Ain't nobody gonna touch you.
ScholarMatch.com. So I'm sorry, ScholarMatch.org. Please purchase a copy of the book, and just you heard Alette said $5 of the profit will go to I believe ScholarMatch.com, an organization I believe for education and to help individuals go to college. So that is very, very important. Education is so important these days, and I want to make sure and also promote this, that education is so important to our children. And, you know, again, in California and New Jersey, a lot of schools are being closed down, but they have money to put in other areas that, you know, are not good. So let's promote this. Let's get the word out there about this, that let's enforce education on all of our children and our young people. Also for those of us who want to go to college, whatever, let's enforce this. Education is so important. It equals brain power, in my opinion. But shout out to Alette for that. So make sure you guys purchase the copy of Bad Mother here on the website right here on this show page. Make sure you purchase a copy of the book here on the page, or you can go to your local bookstore, Barnes & Noble's, any local bookstore, and pick up a copy of the book. I really appreciate your support and the support of Ms. Waldman and her craft. I'm going to jump into Ms. Carrie Hilson, and I'll be right back. Thank you.
90s, can run it up, you know, 94, 95.
Good fastball from Ohlendorf.
And good breaking ball and very good changeup.
It's a great group of young men. It really makes the pitching coach's job very easy. They're fun to be around. They're fun to work with. They really are a sponge for knowledge.
None more so than Ross Ohlendorf, last year's team leader in wins, who spent his life listening and learning, both on the field and in the classroom.
Ross Ohlendorf is no dummy. He went to Princeton, and he spent this past winter interning at the U.S. Department of Agriculture in D.C.
I was going to be in Washington, D.C. for the offseason and wanted to do something productive while I was there. I'd always had interest in agriculture, and I thought to have an internship with the federal government would be a great opportunity.
Washington, Princeton, that's pretty heady stuff. Gotta wonder if this makes Ohlendorf the smartest player in the major leagues.
I don't know about being the smartest in the majors, but he's one of the smartest individuals I've ever been around in baseball.
Well, he wants to know everything. This guy's the most curious guy in the world.
You could always tell he's thinking of something, or his brain's always running. You know, you could tell he's a thinker. I mean, you can ask him some of the craziest questions, and he'll be able to just kind of think about it and be able to tell you.
Okay, so we've established that Ross has a head full of knowledge. But his current job is getting hitters out. Does being smart give him an advantage at bat?
Strike three, ball.
He also takes that intelligence to the mound. He likes to be prepared. He likes to study. He likes to watch a lot of video. He likes to really get a game plan together for the hitters.
It's an educated pitch right here.
Some guys, if they're overanalytical, sometimes gets in the way, but it doesn't seem to hurt Ross at all.
Ross Ohlendorf is getting better every time out. He's starting to look like that guy you can really rely on to take the ball every fifth day.
The main thing, though, is I want to feel like I'm continuing to improve throughout the season, and I'm giving my best every time I go out, every fifth day.
Hey, don't go away, Ross. We've got a special expanded Twivia to test that brain of yours. Last year, you became the 46th pitcher to strike out the side on 9 pitches. Who's the only NL pitcher to do that twice? Nolan Ryan, Randy Johnson, Bob Gibson, or Sandy Koufax? Ross?
I think Nolan Ryan did it twice, though. Maybe once was in the American League.
Well, you're right about Nolan, but Koufax was the only one to do it twice in the National League. And hey, while we have you, can you tell us how many World Series the Pirates have won?
I think 5.
Bingo. They won their first one in 1909, 4 more to follow. And speaking of numbers, Andrew tells us that math is your forte.
Ask him anything mathematical and he's able to get it.
All right, Ross. If Garrett Jones goes 4-for-6 in the game, with a walk, 2 singles, a triple, and a home run, what's his slugging percentage for the game?
Is the answer 1,500 or...
Okay, we give up. You are good. Next up, Holiday Inn presents Winning Road Trips, where we salute the teams and players that have a knack for coming up big away from home.
You can forget this one. He's just gone deep again.
He is Justin Morneau, who's been a road warrior this year, batting .358 with 9 home runs and 20 RBI.
Touch them all, Justin Morneau.
Hey, babe. Hey, Frank.
Hey, Dad. Check out these
calculators.
Cool.
Checklists.
Videos.
Articles.
Worksheets. Tips.
Strategies.
They got tools.
Tools.
One website to help you
save a little money.
Make a plan.
Stay on budget.
Put some money in the bank.
Will help me
get your act together.
Oh.
Yeah.
Stay on top of bills.
Have some breathing room.
Reduce taxes.
This is how we can
get ahead of it.
Get started at bankofamerica.com/solution.
Perfect.
There's one reason why over the past 100 years, generations of men have trusted Gillette. When it comes to shaving, we've given them our best. And on June 6th, we'll give them something even better.
Excuse me. Chase. It's nice to know you can trust people. State Farm is counting on it. They want you to talk to your neighbor, then call the State Farm agent, find out how you can get discounts up to 40%. See, State Farm insures 40 million drivers. That's more than Geico and Progressive combined. 40 million drivers, more savings, and discounts up to 40%. So call an agent at 1-800-STATE-FARM or go online.
Yeah.
can't call it. All I know is I had to step up, step up. Beat it up, cut the chase, going for first place. Before them other cats try to get ya, get ya. Moving them hips, killing me with every dip, girl. You about to get a tip, do it now. But once it goes down as you turn me down, but this time around,
hey,
I'm down to you.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh,
baby, what you getting
into?
I don't know what your name is or who you came with, but I ain't leaving without you. Hey, girl, how you doing?
I've never seen nothing like you.
Like you.
The body that... Baby, if you don't feel good right now, and your body hurting you right now, you just need a shot at me. I'm just like medicine.
I think I need my medicine. One teaspoon of me is something like a bag of blow. Too much of me, too fast, and you will overdose. Treat you like a newborn, baby, I feed you slow. And if I really fuck with you, I give you a double dose. I'm your little double stack, pop me, you really roll. Nighttime, daytime, I can get to your bowl. Anytime you want it, I can get it to you, that's for sure. Keep you up all night, I can be your no-dose. Need your prescription, feel high, let me know. Call me a text.
There's 1 minute left into the show. I want to thank everybody for listening and tuning in today. Shout out to that one by pick up a copy of her book either in your local bookstores or on my webpage right here, BoxCutRadio.com/SimothyHodge. Make sure you go pick up a copy of her book. Shout out to that woman once again. And also check out ScholarMatch.org and also letwoman.com. I'm going to leave you once again with Desiree by request. Love you guys. Stay up. Stay strong. Until next time. Take care. I'm going to leave you with Desiree once again.
Listen as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counting. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. All I know, love will save the day. Herald what your mother said. Read the books your father read. Trying to solve the puzzles in your own sweet time. Some may have more cash than you. Others take a different view. My, oh my, yeah. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. All I know.
Each other.